Paper Winter. Tags. 1966. Mother. Tab 1. Tab 2. Violet. Violet's Diary. 1st of October 1966. He had all crumpled. Violet moved her eyes across the sky but could not find its edges. The corners of a vast, dirty sheet of paper that canopied the entire city. Fibrous swirls stirred and unrolled before her, contriving illusions of focus. Violet stated silently past the rooftops, ignoring the city and directing her gaze forward into the space. Or rather, she thought, she would have been staring into space, if not for this endless sprawling white that inevitably drew one's eyes back into the suit. Her mask observed the scene with detachment. On its face, it did not register whether Violet felt one way or the other about the situation, more broadly, about anything at all. The lack of visibility was of personal concern, to be sure, but it was nothing that should mar Violet's appearance to others. The mask was certain of this. After all, Violet had configured the settings herself. Violet turned away from the window and directed her face towards the central corridor of her family's apartment. A line of green squares tracked her hand as it traveled from the window back down to her side. Turning in bright arcs, the dots of color followed by half steps floating gradually closer to the reflector on the opposite side of her body. Chimes had sounded there in the room, and Violet knew at once that she was meant to answer the door as quickly as possible. Her mother had not yet emerged from her preening room. Her father was still in his bath. Probably drinking, or perhaps by now blooding his hands on the broken pieces of his bourbon glass. She could not slump any further without endangering her balance, so she straightened herself, carefully not to put any undue strain on her stabilizers. Finally, this action prompted her mask to register a minute change in her facial expression. Inside, a joint clicked. "My back feels like it's been folded into paper airplanes," she muttered into her faceplate. Presently, there emerged between the doorway's mechanical lips a familiar angular-faced woman who reeked alternately of whiskey and of the orchids that were pinned to her billowing yellow coat. Violet's grandmother swept into the apartment and at once commenced to critique the child's appearance. She was able to issue several disconnected declarative statements before being overcome by the rolling contours of her own formal wear. Violet giggled. This animation of the old woman's garb was not without its effect. Soon enough, bony hands pushed through the bright folds of cloth and found purchase on Violet's arm. The hands proceeded to travel. Violet's fingers were studied at length before it was stated authoritatively that she would now turn over her tobacco pouch and put away her pipe. "Nicotine," her grandmother said, "stains the hands." When grandmother fled the seclusion of her state, which was by now quite seldom, she would insist upon stowing a small animal within the sleeves of her baroque accoutrements. As a matter of course, one such animal was present today. The Shih Tzu nipped wildly at Violet's mask as she leaned forward to embrace the old woman around her waist. Violet made no attempt to pull away from her grandmother or from the dog. Her mask maintained its aloof composure, senses indicating that beneath its porcelain exterior, Violet's flesh likewise held close to its default settings. The formal greetings were finally concluded. Grandmother seated herself and began smoothing out the creases in her dog's black velvet dress. A spate of frivolous conversation ensued, meaningless, serving only to mark the passage of time and to claim the old woman's nerves until at last she would be reunited with her son.